Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rolling right along here. A little bit after 9 p.m. on The Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking calls, talking sports. The Knicks are rolling. Good first half. And it looked like, as I'm sitting here with Gordon Damer and... we're refreshing the ESPN.com score, which is ahead of the live score on TNT. You know, it looked like the Knicks were about to give away the lead a little bit. And they got a couple stops and a couple buckets. And here we are at half, 56-45 Knicks. Let's take a look at the team stats. Let's look at some of the box score and individual performances as well. So the Knicks are shooting much better than the Pacers, 51% compared to 37.5%. The Pacers have hit more threes, but they've taken more threes. They're 7 of 18 from deep. The Knicks are 5 of 14. Free throw percentage, Knicks are at 100, 5 out of 5. Pacers are at 72.7, have hit 8 out of 11. Rebounds, advantage goes to the Knicks with 25. 20 of those being defensive rebounds. 18 rebounds for the Pacers. Assists are pretty even. Pacers have the advantage, 11 assists to 10. Steals are pretty even. Pacers have the advantage, 4 to 3. Blocks. Block party for the Pacers. They have 5. The Knicks don't have any. Total turnovers, Knicks have 7 compared to their 6. Fast break points, Pacers have 7 compared to the Knicks' 6. Points in the paint. 32 points for the Knicks, 14 for the Pacers. That's a good recipe for success, and the Knicks' largest lead tonight has been 14 points. The Pacers have not led at all in this game. 888-808-1019. If you're watching the Knicks game and you're taking a break at half, if you're driving and you were listening, you want to hear some conversation, you want to hear some people talk about the game, we're doing that. People in my chat are pumped up. Let's go, Knicks. Richie says, why does Bridges shoot like, he says Bridges shoots like a 5-year-old. He changed his form. He's trying. So I think this is what's really important here. How they finish, how they close. When you go into half and you're up, don't get complacent. You go into half up 11, you go into half and that knee gets tight. You go into half, you got to stay loose. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to come out, maybe do the layup lines. Finish this one. Finish this one. You force a game six. You go back to Indy. You were favored in the game, -4.5. So they're not really expecting it to get too crazy close. And like I said, I was saying from the beginning, the Pacers have to get back on that flight tonight no matter what. And if you continue to put your foot on their throats, if you continue to apply pressure, they are not going to have that killer instinct. They are going to let human nature sink into their brains and their actions and their bodies and say, okay, yeah, there you go. You guys got your second one. But now you got to go back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse and see if you can stop us in our building. And that's when the Knicks fan will really start to believe again, because it's like, hey, if we can duplicate what we did in game five on the road, where we played better on the road and force a game seven back here, series is not over. So, man, basketball is amazing. The NBA playoffs are always fun. I think tonight I came in here and I was telling you, this is not going to be TNT's last broadcast with Reggie Miller. Don't let it be Reggie Miller celebrating and the Pacers celebrating in the Garden. Don't let him go out like that. I also told you the NBA doesn't want this. The NBA doesn't want the Eastern Conference Finals to end in a gentleman sweep and then having a week off until the finals start on June 5th. I can't speak to the advantage that the whistle has given one side or the other. I didn't read that, but fouls. The Pacers have 8 fouls. The Knicks have 7. It's hard with no sound on and also hosting a show and looking at a bunch of other things from articles to internet and live chats and stuff to see, you know, how much the officials have affected the game so far. I expect that to be a factor late in this game. But either way, so far, very good. The Knicks have 11-point lead. I think that's their largest lead they've had at the half in this series. They have an 11-point lead. Seal the deal. Come out with intensity in the third quarter, and they'll pack it up in the fourth quarter, and they'll be ready to go back home. Aaron Nesmith has 0 points. Aaron Nesmith, the hero, who all of us have said, many people have said, he's not going to have another quarter like he had in that first game. He's also dealing with an ankle. He's a -9. The leading scorer for the Pacers is Pascal Siakam with 9. They don't have anyone in double digits. The Knicks, on the other hand, have Karl-Anthony Towns with 17. He's a +17 in the game. Leading all scorers with the best plus-minus. Jalen Brunson has 14 points, but he's also got 3 assists, leading the Knicks in assists. Passing the ball and shooting the ball. What did I say in my haiku? Jalen Brunson must shoot the ball and pass the ball. He's got 2 threes. He's only shot 3, so he's 2 out of 3 from deep. So far, so good. Off the bench, Josh Hart has 5. OG Anunoby has 6. And other than that, Mikal Bridges has 4. Mitchell Robinson has 4. Miles McBride and Landry Shamet each have 3. Very interested in seeing how they come out in this third quarter. Can't give the Pacers life. Cannot let the Pacers believe that they can end it tonight. I hate to bring it up, but that's what the Yankees did. When, you know, the Yankees got about halfway through game 5, here comes the 5th inning, and they gave the Dodgers life. And then once the Dodgers had a little bit of life, they believed they could come back and win the game. And that's exactly what they did. The Yankees did not seal the deal. They did not play like a team facing elimination, and they left that back door open, and the Dodgers all ran through it and ended their season. The Knicks cannot let the same thing happen to them. Speaking of the Dodgers, you know, the Dodgers in the regular season came to Yankee Stadium last year, and Juan Soto didn't play in that series, and the Yankees lost the first 2 games, and Teoscar Hernandez was a star. The New York Post wrote, Teoscar the Grouch, right? He was a grouch to the Yankees and Yankee fans in that series. I expect him to be the same. He's a guy that they had mic'd up. He's a guy that says he relishes, you know, in these moments. He plays up when the lights are brightest. What a story for him, you know, on a 1-year deal with the Dodgers, winning a World Series and coming back to them. And I always compared Teoscar Hernandez and Juan Soto, right? Because I say, what if the Yankees won the World Series? Would that have changed Juan Soto's free agency? Would that have changed Juan Soto's feelings towards the team? Or would he have said, you brought me in to do the job. I'm still taking the highest offer. Teoscar Hernandez, I thought his free agency would be impacted by Juan Soto, them both being outfielders, you know, whatever. It didn't. But I always remember Teoscar Hernandez taking the mic at the end of the Dodgers parade and how emotional he was. And then also him holding out and making sure he came back to the Dodgers because that's where he wanted to be. And, you know, this is a guy that played for the Mariners, played for the Blue Jays, and won a World Series with the Dodgers and went back to the Dodgers. And he's been great for them. He has been great. Let's get back to the phones here. It's Yankee calls. It's Soto calls. And that's perfectly fine. I think we will get a flood of Knicks calls in about an hour, hour and a half when this game is done. Tom is in Englewood, New Jersey. Tom, you're on the Fan.
Yo, what up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, man. Hey, before I talk Soto, just shout out to Jersey Shore Conference. Love that you played QB1 at Ocean Township. Played my ball at Manalapan, so represent. Love that you're, you know, repping our territory on the Fan, man.
Of course. Shout out to the Braves. I don't think we ever played you guys in football. I think I might have went to a track meet there, but yeah, Shore Conference, all day, every day.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Hey, yo, I got to bust your balls, dude. Like, always talking Soto. These Mets and Yankees fans are crazy. You know, I think what it comes down to is Mark Vientos, dude. Like, Juan Soto, he's not playing well right now. I think he's going to pick it up. With the Mets, I think, overall, Vientos, Nimmo, really struggling. They got to pick it up. And Soto's just, he's getting the brunt of it. He deserves it. He's making, I don't know, $1 billion. So, like, it is what it is. But it's all overblown. You know, I think he's gonna end the season strong. And let's go Mets, baby.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, you can't bust my balls. This is my job. And social media is part of my job. I'm going to talk about Juan Soto. He's the leading story. If it bleeds, it leads. And he's bleeding out. He is just the easiest thing to talk about when you're talking about Mets and Yankee fans. Yankee fans obviously have an interest in care, and he's on the Mets, and he's not performing like he did with the Yankees last year. But, you know, as we do shift to the Mets conversation, and I did have a few things in my notes about the Mets, I think if you're a Met fan, the way that you go to sleep at night and you don't, you know, let this bother you is the fact that you are winning games. Right, this Mets team did pick up where they left off last year. They play well at home, and everything is still right in front of you. The division is still right in front of you. The postseason is right in front of you, despite Juan Soto not being Juan Soto as advertised or as he's been the rest of, you know, the beginning of his career. You are 2.5 games back out of first place, but when Juan Soto does turn it on and things click all the way, you know, there's this theory out there, like Mark Vientos said it. He's like, if this is what we're doing, you know, if this is how we're playing right now when we're not doing that great, we're winning, like what happens when we're playing our best? And there will come a time. Is baseball is going to baseball. But, you know, when you add Mark Vientos in there, Mark Vientos showed up. He hit a homer. Mark Vientos homered in the game yesterday. And Mark Vientos, he's a younger guy. It's his second real year on the scene. He's not making anywhere near what Juan Soto is making. But he's only got two less homers than Juan Soto, and his batting average is 11 points higher. But when we're talking about, you know, batting average, the thing that is kind of worrisome with this Mets team, and it's going to change. It's you know, it's about to be June. MLB's lowest average with runners in scoring position. The Mets rank fourth. Behind the White Sox, who they just faced. And it was crazy, right? They gave up runs to the White Sox in the first inning every game of the White Sox battled. They actually did cash in. But they are in the company of the White Sox at one, batting .206. The Orioles at two, batting .207. The Rangers batting .210 in third. The Mets are fourth, batting .211. And then the Rockies batting .212 with runners in scoring position. They're better than all of those teams. They're in better standing than all of those teams. And they're about to face one of those teams in the Rockies who they should be able to turn it around against. The Yankees had a 10-run inning against the Rockies. The Mets can sweep the Rockies. And if Juan Soto plays a factor in that, then, you know, you just kind of go away from all this conversation about it. It is what it is. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Elmwood Park on the Fan next. What's up, Mike?
Yo, Keith, Mikey O, 203. What did you ever do with your Luis Gil card that I gave you? Did you put anywhere special?
Yes. So I have, and I don't do enough content, but I have like a room in my apartment that is just for calls and live streams, and it's up there in a safe spot. Yeah.
Excellent. I hope our boy comes back soon. I just wanted to mention a couple of things. If you know, Yankee baseball, of course, but yeah, I grew up playing hockey. I was a hockey goalie. My father and me never watched basketball whatsoever. But my father's 82. We watched the next game the end of the night. We were going nuts, you know, because we never watched it before. But I said before game four, and this is a non-basketball guy, I said, they need better defense, you know? And I think I proved myself right on that. But anyway, I don't want to get on to the next Yankee baseball.
Okay.
Juan Soto had the luxury of batting between Judge, Stanton. I mean, what does he have now? He has nothing.
He had Gleyber batting in front of him last year with Judge behind him. This year he has Lindor in front of him and Alonso behind him. You could argue that's just as good. Lindor's better than Gleyber.
I don't know. They shifted it around. But I just think he felt, you know, that he was more protected there. And here it's inconsistent. Just very inconsistent with that Met team. You know, again, you know, I'm so happy that we got rid of him and what we got in return. It's not even funny the way it paid off.
But that's the thing, Mike, and appreciate the call, CN 203. It is funny. We are laughing about it. Yankee fans are getting a little giggle out of the fact that, like, we didn't pay this guy $760 and the Mets did more. We didn't give this guy a luxury suite, security detail, a wardrobe for his mom. Could you imagine? Yankee fans would be booing this man. Mets fans are. If Juan Soto was performing like this after the year he put up last year, if he was putting up these numbers, which he wouldn't. Hitting in front of Judge, hitting in this lineup with whoever, who knows who would have been in the lineup. But like I don't think he would be struggling like this with the Yankees. But we are laughing. It is funny, right? To say it's not even funny. Actually, it is funny. I talk to so many Yankee fans that are loving it, that are getting an absolute kick out of it. And like I said earlier, we know it's not forever. Let us enjoy it while it lasts. The initial pop of Juan Soto as a Met has been a dud. And that has worked out great for us. Let me get a Knicks call in before the second half starts. Will is in New Jersey on the fan. What's up, Will?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let me just say, as a Knicks fan, lifelong Knicks fan, normally I watch the games with my dad at home, but I'm out. I got to be DoorDashing tonight. I got to make a little extra money. But listening to you on this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knicks, during this Knicks game, even though we're just getting updates here and there, miles better than listening to Reggie Miller. And I'm sure most Knicks fans can agree, even though that's not good. Miles better than listening to him tell me about how great Tyrese Halliburton is and all the flaws throughout Knicks history. Just want to say I appreciate that. At least we have a New Yorker on there talking instead of Reggie Miller.
You got it. Thanks for the call, Will. I guess, with CarPlay and plugging in your phone, you could plug in the TNT app or HBO Max app and hear Reggie Miller and who else is it? Harlan and Van Gundy on the call. But the radio call is Pat O'Keefe and Monica McNutt, and they're young and they're good. And I'm sure people are in the car listening to that. If you're a Knicks fan and, you know, I'm doing my best. I always call it like a ride-along. I have the TV on, and if I can give you little updates of what I'm seeing and then also go to the box score and, you know, keep you posted that way, sure. But I think any diehard Knicks fan that really lives and dies with this team, if you're not working or driving, you got to be watching this thing. You got to be somewhere watching this thing. But you could also watch with the radio on. It's 2025. There's technology. You could have the Bluetooth. You could have speaker, AirPods, whatever. Whatever you feel. But thank you for the call, Will. I'm glad you've chosen to, get a game five through my eyes and my word picture and my vantage point. 888-808-1019. Still talking Yankees, Dodgers coming up. If you live in Brooklyn or you're just in New York, I'm hoping that the rain holds off. We're doing a watch party Saturday, 6 o'clock at the BK Backyard in Brooklyn. It is an outside, like, tailgate backyard style bar with benches and games. And, you know, we're doing a live show before the game. It'll be myself, Alex Day, Ask Kate, and the Makeshift Project. If you're a TikTok or Instagram person, you probably know those people. If not, you might not know them. They're not TV and radio guys. They're big online. But we're doing a talk show. We're doing a dating game show. We're doing a live show, like a pregame show. The 9-9 Challenge. There's going to be a dunk tank. There's just going to be all of these different activations going on as we watch the Yankees take on the Dodgers. And assuming the Knicks seal the deal tonight, that'll force a game 6 on Saturday. So we'll have Yankees Dodgers on out there as well as the Knick game. It's just going to be a whole party, and it's an outdoor bar. There's some tents and there's some ways to keep dry out there. But yeah, check out my social media or search BK Backyard for the link. It's $10 to get into the venue, only because it doesn't have space for unlimited people to just walk in there. And you know, we all are promoting it, but I'm so excited for it because I just know it's going to be a lot of Yankee fans. I know there's a lot of Yankee fans that want some get back against the Dodgers, and instead of watching from home, you know, it's a West Coast game. It's at 7:15. You know, we're gonna have a good group of people together for that in Brooklyn. Let me know online if you need the link, or you know, just message me. My DMs are open on Instagram, not so much on Twitter. But I'm live right now. Where you can pull up in the chat. Let's see, in the chat, Chris Corbino says, being on during the Knicks game must lower your ratings even more if that's even possible. Like, that's a hater comment. Somebody please post my ratings. Somebody tag me with where you can find my ratings, whether you're going back to 21, 22, 23, 24, or now 25. Let me know. Let me see them. Put them out for public consumption, right? My ratings are so low. Please share them with all of us where we all can see. At Keith_McPherson on Twitter, at Keith McPherson everywhere else. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Yehuda in Connecticut on the fan. What's up, bro?
Hey, Keith. What's up?
Hanging out, talking the talk.
Good. I have two questions for you today. First one is, do you think it's important for the Yankees to beat the Dodgers, or it makes no difference?
You know, I would not like to see this streak of winning series end at the hands of the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? That would suck, because that would give. Go on.
Yeah. Also, if we come to them in the World Series again, it's going to be like they ended our streak, and we just lose to them. So it'd be nice if we win them.
It just means a little bit more. Thanks for the call, bro. It's just like, you don't want this streak to end at 7, where the Dodgers will get that kind of bragging rights over us. I've talked about how I'm not going out there. I went there in 2019, and you know, their fans go hard. This is going to be a top ticket. I know a month ago, my sister lives in West Hollywood, and she was posting on her Instagram, hey, anybody want to come to Dodger Stadium with me? And a month ago, the lowest ticket was 118. I should look at that now. Does it mean anything if the Yankees lose to the Dodgers? No. In the grand scheme of things, no. But I'm sure they want some get back. It'll be the first time that they've gone out there since they thought they were going to go out there for a game 6. So I always make the joke that they had one foot in the air going back to Cali, and that got cut short. What I'll say is I said this earlier, the Yankees are a different team. The Dodgers, they're a slightly different team, but they're facing a different Yankees team. There is no scouting report about the Yankees defense. Just put the ball in play and they'll have self-inflicted wounds. And, this is a different lineup. There are multiple guys in this lineup that did not play against the Dodgers last year. You know, you heard John Sterling, and I was trying to get a call out of John Sterling. If you missed John Sterling, I know we're halfway through my five-hour show. John was on with us from 7:40 to 7:54-ish. You know, I was trying to get a call out of him for Ben Rice and Trent Grisham, who were on the postseason roster but did not play last year. The Dodgers will see them. They'll also see Paul Goldschmidt. You think Cody Bellinger is not going to have a little bit of a homecoming and want to play well there? Of course he is. You know, I just think it's going to be a different vibe. It's going to be a different look. And the Yankees historically have played well there. I told you when I was out there in 2019, they should have swept. But there was like a janky call at second base that got overturned, and then that led to the run being scored in the Saturday game, and then the Yankees beat him in the Sunday game. And then even last year, no, 2 years ago, 2023, when Judge ran into the wall, the Yankees beat them in that series. So, yeah, does it mean anything in the grand scheme of things? No. They could be swept by the Dodgers, still be in first place. They could be swept by the Dodgers and still make it to the World Series. But, like, I think there's something about the Yankee psyche. I think this is like a test. And, I mean, they just passed a bunch of tests this month. How fun was this month for the Yankee fan, right? This month of May, outside of the Tampa series, which was stupid. They lost that Tampa series. They beat the Padres, and that was electric. I was at that game, that Dylan Cease versus Max Fried game. They go out and they handle business against the A's, who, you know, were starting off the season pretty good. The Mariners, who were looked at as one of the better teams as well, they are still like they're in the postseason if the postseason ends today. In the Subway Series, they beat the Mets. You know, they beat the Mets, and Juan Soto does not come back and hit three home runs against the Yankees and lead the Mets to victory. They sweep the Rangers. They drop that Friday holiday weekend game to the Rockies by a run, whatever. But then they come back and score 13, beat the Rockies. They just swept the Angels, and they're doing it in any kind of way they got to do it. It doesn't have to be Judge hitting a home run to win it. It doesn't have to be them hitting home runs to win it. A sack fly from Anthony Volpe won the game last night, along with the starting pitcher and the bullpen. You know? Devin Williams almost blew the game two nights ago, and it didn't happen. Volpe with a bases-clearing double. How about Volpe in this series? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like Volpe heard the radio show on Monday when people were starting to, oh, what about Volpe, man? And I'm like, he did some work in Colorado, and like he's not stopping this team from succeeding. They're winning. So I think going out to Dodger Stadium, that place is packed. There's a lot of California guys on this team from Stanton. I thought Stanton was in Tampa, but maybe the quotes were from some other time and he's not with them. Judge is a Cali guy. Gerrit Cole is a Cali guy. I think Max Fried is a Cali guy. I'm probably forgetting somebody else that's a California guy. They like going out west, and this is it. This is the last trip. That place is always packed. These are primetime games. They're going to be on Apple TV Plus tomorrow night. They're going to be on Fox on Saturday, and they're going to be on Sunday Night Baseball, ESPN, on Sunday. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Take two out of three from the Dodgers. Let the Dodgers see this new-look Yankee team and let them know. Let their fans know, hey, if we rendezvous with you again, it's not going to be the same type of party. Let's go to Capo in the Bronx next. Capo, what's good, man? You're in there.
Hey, how's it going, my brother? I just wanted to tell these Mets fans they need to stop crying. Ain't no crying in baseball over Soto's. Us making fun of Soto. A-Rod had to deal with it as being a top-paying player. He dealt with a lot of abuse from Yankee fans and from everybody. So Mets fans, they got to get used to this because this ain't stopping now or the next 15 years. He's always going to be the joke unless he starts winning some chips or start hitting or something. We're going to always make fun of this dude for the next 15 years. That's all I got to say, my bro.
Facts. Heard you. And I tried to tell them that. I tried to tell them this is we've only just begun. This is just the beginning. And this is going to go on forever. Juan Soto chose to make his forever home Queens. He was offered the largest contract ever for a New York Yankee. He said, no, I'm good. I'm all right. And what else? We thought Juan Soto was Soto-matic, to steal Ricky Ricardo's line. We thought he was automatic Soto-matic. We thought that this cyborg robot baseball player was just Ted Williams. And no matter what, he was going to hit and work his walks, and he was above pressure. He was like, this is a kid that starred in the World Series at 20 years old, taking Verlander deep and homering and carrying his bat like Alex Bregman. And we're like, wow, like this kid is playing like he's been here for 10 years. So what's going on now? A lot is going on now. And yeah, there is no crying. Stop the crying. And stop being mad at your friends that are Yankee fans. What would you expect of us? The Met fan paraded around from winter meetings. November, December, open up Christmas gifts, got a fresh Juan Soto jersey, gonna wear that around, ha ha. Like, I said that the 7 line should turn their backs on Juan Soto like the Bleacher Creatures did as a joke online. And the 7 line responded, and they had a 7-line member wearing a number 22 7-line orange and blue jersey, and the back read, sorry, Hal. And I said, oh, you're going to have to revise that. Like, jokes were made about Steve Cohen having more money than Hal, and the Yankees are poverty. You would think the World Series was won. They had a whole parade over signing a free agent. They made a whole damn YouTube movie over signing a player. Right, it's supposed to be this cosmic shift. this changing of the guard. The city was under new management because Juan Soto decided to be a Met. Doesn't look like he's having that much fun being a Met, huh? Doesn't look like he's taken to being a Metropolitan, huh? And that's our fault as Yankee fans. We gotta shh. Don't mention it. He who shall not be mentioned, Keith. Don't you say a word about it. And I'm going to say something about it every day. Because every day I had to hear what the Yankees lost, how they weren't going to replace his production, how the Yankees are cooked, how he sent the Yankees to the World Series. And I knew, okay, if the Yankees don't get back to the World Series, that's going to hang over their heads. If Juan Soto powers the Mets to the World Series, that's going to hang over their heads. If Juan Soto doesn't get it together, there's no World Series for the Mets. So let us enjoy our little early pop, our little early run of looking at these numbers, and you could pull four or five Yankees that have the same numbers or better numbers than Juan Soto, the $765 million man. Hal Steinbrenner dodged one. Brian Cashman is like, woo, I did not want to sign that guy. I tried to tell y'all. All right, you think about the Yankees analytics, they knew who Juan Soto was. They also knew he benefited hitting in front of Aaron Judge. He also benefited from being in Yankee Stadium with the bleacher creatures and Yankee fans and all that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Love that he got there. I'm telling you, at 26, spending 1 year in New York, I don't think he understood. I don't think he had enough people in his corner that understood. Like, hey, man, you sure you want to do this? You sure you want to leave the Yankees and Judge? Like, money is money, bro. Like, they offered you $760. Like, it's going to be a lot to overcome. You just did really well in the pinstripe. Like, the Yankees run this town. John is in Brooklyn on the fan. What's up? You got it.
Brooklyn in the house. Brooklyn. I can't believe you're doing an event in Brooklyn. That is awesome. I didn't know about it. I just heard. This is the first time I heard about it.
Say that again. Your first time you heard about what?
Your event. I'm so psyched about that.
Oh,
I want to
okay.
go.
Sorry. I'm like, I was screaming Brooklyn over you know, your intro. But yes, the BK backyard. It's the address I got to pull up. I think it's I got to pull up the address, but it's in Brooklyn, and you know, I think it's going to be a good vibe for baseball fans and people that just want to hang out on a Saturday night, drink and watch baseball, talk baseball.
I was at the Mets game Friday against the Dodgers.
How was it?
The rainy game and with that 13 inning.
Oh, Friday
was
too many Dodger Friday
fans
is terrible.
There, man. Too many Dodger fans.
They're
all these
always
LA Dodger
in New York.
Front runners.
Yeah, they love.
I know,
they love coming
to
New York.
Though. They're not Brooklyn Dodgers. They're LA Dodgers.
Sure.
And that bothers me because Brooklyn, you know, it's in my heart, the Brooklyn Dodgers. You know.
Yeah. The other night
Dodgers
I was talking about how many of those old time Brooklyn Dodgers fans. Like, what age would you be right now coming to see?
Because I know. My father would be dead. 100 years old, 100 plus.
Yes, like, because David Cohn said something that rubbed the Met fan the wrong way about, oh, these people are out here to see the Dodgers. That's why Citi Field is so packed. No, Citi Field has been drawing. The Met fan is there to see Juan Soto, and the Met fan is answering the call from their owner, Steve Cohen. But, like, that's what I said.
Definitely.
What Dodgers fans in New York? How old would these Dodgers fans have to be?
No way. I talked to people. I didn't even know what I was talking about.
Exactly. Thanks for the call, John. 888-808-1019. It's 151 Banker Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11222. So it's Williamsburg. It is BK Backyard. It used to be Tailgate Brooklyn. Shout out to my boy Jared, who owns the place. I was doing Talking Nets, the Brooklyn Nets podcast, years ago. He made this bar, and it was like the first COVID-friendly bar where, like, it was all outdoors. Everything was like you scan and you order on your phone. They had, like, heating lamps and, like, park benches and like, picnic-style tables. And everybody had their own, like a shipping container. Whereas, like, you come with your group, you sit there, you order your food, you order your drinks, and there's a TV, and you watch it, and obviously COVID ended. And so now they've adapted it into, like, an adult playground. And I think it's going to be a nice vibe. I think if the rain holds off, we will have a ton of Yankees fans, some Dodgers fans for that game, and then Knicks fans, of course. And, the party will go all night. I think the plan is to be there. I probably got to be there 5:30. I think the live show we're going to do starts at 6, and then we'll be done with that, like, live show podcast type of component, answering questions, talking about the Yankees, talking to the crowd by 7, and then the game will start. We'll watch the game, eat food, drink beers, do, you know, selfies, meet and greet type stuff, and then the Knicks game will start, and people will probably make their way out as they want to make their way out. So, yeah, if you want to go, I think they have tickets on BKBackyard.com, but I would encourage you to use my link because I get a percentage off that. So, yeah, go to my Instagram or my Twitter and scroll until you see the Pinstripes and Pints video or logo, and yeah, $10. But then there's also like $50 for VIP, and then I think there's like $100 if you're going to do the 999 competition, which I would never encourage anybody to do. 9 innings, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs. That's going to be a rough 9 minutes in the bathroom at least.
Our friend is having his bachelor party out in Denver, and he wants us to do the 999 challenge. Like, yeah, I'll pass.
No. And where are you guys staying? You guys going to be sharing a bathroom in a hotel or Airbnb? That's a big no.
The 9 hot dogs is harder than the 9 beers. I could do 9 beers.
I could do the 9 beers as well. that, like, 9 beers in 2.5-3 hours, I could do. What are we talking, like 12 ounce, 16? I could do that. But the hot dogs, I don't eat hot dogs. That's the glizzy gladiator competition on top of the beer. It's just not good. The bread
definitely have to be no bun. You can't do it with the bun.
Yeah, no, the bread, the beer, and then the, no, you can't do it. Knicks have created a 20-point lead. It's 18 now, but the Pacers are folding. They're not hitting shots. It's looking like a full-on Knick party out there. The Knicks are 5 minutes away from the fourth quarter and closing this thing out. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Greg in Morristown. Another thing that I'll be doing, we will talk about after Greg checks in. What's up, Greg? Greg, you there?
Oh, can you hear me there?
We got you, yes.
What's up, man? Love the show.
Thank you.
All right, so I just got back from the Somerset Patriots game. Saw Jazz Chisholm. It was very cool. He looked good. I'm excited to have him back.
He played third base tonight?
He did.
It was a clean third base?
Clean third base. He looked fast. He almost hit one out. Kind of hit the top wall. I thought it was out, but you know how that goes. But yeah, I'm excited to see him back. Yeah, my question for you, what do you think we do at the trade deadline? What are one or two things you think that set us up to get ourselves back and hopefully be the Dodgers if they're there?
Thanks for the call, Greg. We got to go to break so quickly. I'll say, you know, Cashman just spoke last week on Sirius XM MLB Network Radio, and he said pitching, pitching, pitching. They're going to add another starter. They're going to add another one or two pieces to this bullpen. So pitching, 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 you can expect some pitchers to be here. You could probably expect some people to be moved as well. They want a right-handed bat, but where does that right-handed bat play now? Second base? If Jazz is going to go to third base, I'm still like, DJ, I'm glad he's come back and he's looked a little bit better, but come on, you know, like DJ, I don't know, DJ is still not it. You saw it in this series, so... If Jazz is going to go to third, which I'm not, we'll talk about it. I'm going to write a couple things down with my thoughts on that. Keith McPherson on the fan. When we come back, I'll tell you who I think they're going to go after or what type of player they're going to go after and what I think about Jazz going back to third base. KM to AM returns right after this. I don't like this song. This is going to be the Dodgers song. This is what they play in Dodger Stadium. This is what they play in Dodger Stadium. Kendrick, they not like us. They not like us. They not like us. That was their anthem, right? They felt like they were the best, and they were the best. They won the World Series, and they said the rest of the league, they not like us. Well, let's get some redemption. Let's get some payback. The Knicks are getting some redemption and some payback right now. Where was this? Where was this team in the second game? Where was this team in the fourth game? You know, when I opened up the show, I said, fatigue makes a coward of us all. If the Pacers play at their pace, the Knicks will fall. But Jalen Brunson has to shoot and pass the ball. Let's check in on Jalen Brunson. He's hooping. He's balling. And in the second half, like, he's going to be the closer. He's got 29 points. He's going to be the closer. He's got 4 out of his 6 three-point shots made. He's hit all 3 of his free throws. He's got 4 assists. It's closing time. Jalen Brunson is going to bring it home. He has to. He's not going to let them party on that New York Knicks floor. He's not going to let them party in the Garden tonight. He's dialed in. Obi Toppin on him, that's barbecue chicken. While the Pacers have their bench in, So the Knicks are trying to get this lead back up to 20. It's 82-64 Knicks with less than 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. If they have this much of a lead going into the fourth quarter, if they have a 15-point lead, 10-point lead, the clutch player of the year, the elite closer that Brunson is, I don't see them losing this game. So I also said in the beginning of the show, one more night. Give your fans one more night, one more win at the Garden, one more party outside MSG, one more day in between Friday to believe before you play again Saturday. And we'll see what happens Saturday. Knicks are on an 8-0 run and 82-60. Four with less than 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 888-808-1019. Before I get to my Jazz Chisholm and trade deadline stuff, let's take a Knicks call. Frank is in Monroe. What's up, Frank? You're on the fan.
Okay, Mac. What's happening, baby? The
Hanging
only
out.
Thing I have to say about the Knicks is that I'm glad that I'm listening to you because Monica McNutt is calling the game on the radio. Think about that, bro. The biggest games the Knicks have had in 25 years.
She calls all the games.
McNutt. Dude.
And Pat O'Keefe is the main voice. She's like color commentary. Pat O'Keefe is play-by-play, right?
It hurts me, bro. It hurts me. Anyway, real quick, before I hang up, I'm going to say two names. Arenado and Skeens. And the Yankees have the capital to get both of them brothers.
Okay.
Arenado.
Thanks for the call, Frank. They're not getting either one, but okay. And now I'll talk about it. They had plenty of opportunity to go get Nolan Arenado in the offseason. Arenado, I thought, wanted it when he took that ride to George M. Steinbrenner Field during spring training. And was like, hey, here I am. You want to take a look at me? I'm healthy. I'm ready. Make the trade. It didn't go down. And the Cardinals are winning now. So that is one of the main things, right? Let's see if they keep it up for another 2 months. But that's one of the main things at the deadline. Who's going to be a buyer? Who's going to be a seller? Knicks are up 22 points with 2 minutes left in the third. Brunson's on the bench. The party is all the way on. 12-0 run. There's a steal by DeLon Wright. Finish that. Oh, he can't finish that. You got to finish that, bro. Big foul by Deuce McBride. But anyway, Arenado is not happening. They don't want him. All reports were that the Yankees were not interested in him. The Yankees didn't want him for his age and his contract. And, like, look, they're about to put Jazz back at third base. Paul Skeens, if the Pirates trade Paul Skeens at this deadline, they might as well sell the team the day after. If they trade Paul Skeens on July 31st, put the team up for sale August 1st. 888-808-1019. And like, if they were going to trade him, they would ask the Yankees for George Lombard Jr. 100%. And they're not going to do that. Speaking of George Lombard Jr., he was in the lineup tonight with Spencer Jones, who just made his return. I'm going out to Somerset tomorrow, but it may rain. And honestly, this is my second attempt to go to Somerset and see the Patriots play. And if you heard me last night, I was giving them props for just how great they are. You know, they've been awesome. They reached out to me months ago to ask me about coming out to a game, you know, taking batting practice, throwing out the first pitch. I was extremely flattered. I'm a Jersey guy. I was already following them. Shout out to Mark Rusinoff. Shout out to Steven Cusimano. And my guy Corey over there. They just... I think I said Corey Saccone. I think I said everybody that I've met from the Somerset Patriots, they're like nice guys. And I felt like it had to be a requirement. Like, you, in the interview process, if you're not a good guy, you can't work with us. So I don't know if I'm throwing out the first pitch tomorrow. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to pull it off in the rain or whatever. But I'm going out there for the first time. I'm pumped about it. Jazz is not in the lineup. Supposedly Jazz played tonight. He's going to play Saturday and Sunday. But I'm sure he's going to enjoy his Friday night wherever he is. And whatever. Either way, I would love to take batting practice. I would love to throw out the first pitch if that's possible. I also don't need the pop in circumstance. They said they might throw me on the broadcast. Man, I want to go out there and see them play and see the future Yankees and see the ballpark. And I will not be on the fan tomorrow night because that is where I'll be. But I'll be on Sunday. I have another Sunday Saw show loading for this Sunday. And I'm excited to go out to Somerset Patriots, to see the Somerset Patriots, where Jazz is playing third base and he's getting ready to return. He'll be back with the Yankees potentially during the Guardian series or the Red Sox series coming up. And, you know, that's the question I put out for Yankee fans. How do you feel about the Yankees' propensity to continue to play guys out of position? They continue to play guys out of position every year. It seems like something that they think is okay. We talk about that fifth inning, right? And I mean, it is what it is, but that play where Volpe spikes the ball and Jazz isn't covering the base right, and I'm sure Jazz can do it. He picked it up on the fly last year, and I mean, I would have liked for him to be getting more reps there in spring training, but so be it. I think what I think is happening here is DJ has come back and shown some signs of life. DJ is making $15 million a year. He's a veteran. They can much it's much easier for Peraza to just be bumped. Your bet Vivas to be bumped. I don't know what Pablo Reyes is doing. Is he even with the team anymore? Like, it's easier for them to say, hey, Peraza, you still have options. Or actually, Peraza's out of options. So I guess it's your bet Vivas who will have to go, and Peraza will be on the bench. But let me know how you guys feel about that. Jazz coming back and not playing second. He was playing a good second base. That's his primary position. But they don't care. They play guys out of position. They want Jazz to play third. And I was against that. I think a couple weeks ago, I'm like, no, they're not going to do that. And somebody was in Woodbridge at Woodbridge Brewing and told me that they asked Jazz, hey, you're going to play third base? And, you know, Jazz said no. But then I saw recently Jazz was asked about it. And being a team player and learning from Gleyber Torres and what he said last year, Jazz said, I will play wherever. I just want a ring. 888-808-1019. 3 hours down, 2 hours to go. KM to AM returns right after this.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.